This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we visit with Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Advisory Committee Chairman Mary Jane Cannon about the Women's Committee's work across the state of Kentucky in educating children about agriculture.
We do a lot of work through educational things. We've gone into the classroom with the books of the year to talk to kids about agriculture and tell them where their products come from. They don't really know. The book of the year this year is about ice cream, and you ask them where ice cream comes from. Well, up here they'll say the Dairy Queen, or they'll say the store, or it comes in a container. So when I got finished reading the book, I'd say, now where does this ice cream come from? And they'd say that cow and the dairy farmer. So they know. But, you know, getting them to retain the information is something else, too, because you can go in fourth and fifth grade and ask them that same question. They won't know. And we've done a project which I thought was really interesting. We called it the Pea Project because they had a book about Thomas Jefferson and how he always raised the first crop of peas. So it involved history, it involved money, and it involved a contest. So we had them grow peas in the classroom. And it was real interesting. We used a cake pan with a lid as the incubator or the greenhouse, whatever you want to call it. And they get their peas started, and they knew they had to keep the lid kind of halfway open so the peas wouldn't cook. And it was real interesting. We gave them all different kinds of peas, so they all didn't have the same kind of pea. So some of them got to be 24 inches long and some only 6 inches. So whoever got the biggest pea at the end of the time that they were allotted, they had to figure out mathematically how long they had the pea and how long it had grown, and come up with their numbers at the end of the day. Most of them had wall charts, and they had all the kids on the charts. So it was a big deal for the kids to do that, and they really enjoyed it. And that taught them how they could grow their own food. So, and in the Women's Committee, we attend meetings, and we go to the American Farm Bureau. This past year, we've done Zoom calls and webinars on different subjects. Our main thing is to talk about food and agriculture, how it gets to you as a consumer, and how you can raise your own food. We talk about education and how we can educate people on where they can get their food and where it comes from, because they don't really realize. You know, like last year during the pandemic, we had piles and piles of potatoes or onions, for instance, and they couldn't get them anywhere because there were no trucks. There was nothing, so they just laid there and rot. And people could have gone in that community and got those potatoes and taken them home if only they would have known where to go and get them. So communication is another thing that we work on in Farm Bureau and communicating where agriculture is and where to go find these products that you need.
How important do you think it is to share that message and to certainly play that role in farming with our young people today, Ms. Cannon?
I think it's very, very important because they have no idea where their food comes from. If you go into school and you say, where did your apple come from today? They don't have a clue. They'll say the store, you know. Okay, it came from the store. How did it get to the store? Well, I don't know. Well, where did it grow? Well, it grew on a tree, but they don't even know that. They don't realize, you know, that's just an example. So the kids are... they just don't know. Unless if they come maybe from a rural farming community, they might know. But the ones that are in the city have no idea. So the ladies that we have that work in areas where the cities are really have to dig in and do a really good job on spreading the word about agriculture, because they don't have a clue, you know. And without farmers, you don't eat.
Our guest today, Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Advisory Committee Chairman Mary Jane Cannon from Flemingsburg. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling in Bluegrass.